Hey, welcome to Old Ass Movie Reviews. I'm Scott, there's Dave, and we are taking a trip to, I believe, 1959's House on Haunted Hill, directed by William Castle and starring the ever wonderful Vincent Price. Dude, this is a fun movie. You know, just after coming off recently reviewing The Pit and the Pendulum, there's a theme here that Vincent Price, in his movies at least, needs better wives.
Yeah. I remember you texting me that. He needs better wives.
They keep trying to kill him.
Every freaking movie, I think.
Oh, my God. This is fun, dude.
The woman's name is Carol Omar.
Yes.
Hey, did you recognize her?
She looked very familiar. I want to say we've seen her in something that we might have reviewed,
I think it's Spider Baby. I think she's the blonde-haired lady that winds up at the end running around in the lingerie.
Uh-huh. Back to look while we're talking about that. But this was a really, this was a cool flick. It really was. You might be right here.
I rather enjoyed it. I thought it was a good... I remember the first time I saw this movie, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And then I believe I'd have to find it. I'm going to have to try and find it on here. I think this was made in 3D back in 59.
Could have been a 3D movie, but I never got the sense like you do on some of them, at least like with Friday the 13th, part 3, 3D, where everything was coming at the screen. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. Hello. So here, folks, yes. This show is in 3D. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
another movie that we had watched that was filmed in 3D, and I forgot about it, but now it makes sense that when I watched something called 50 Worst Movies Ever Made,
yes,
it was Robot Monster was in 3D.
Was it really? That makes sense.
And yeah, Robot and I'm Monster. Looking at it like that totally makes sense. The way he was talking when he's on the big screen and the bubbles are just coming out like,
the bubbles.
Now
yes.
I see it. Now I see the 3D.
Robot Monster, man. That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go watch our review on that, folks, if you can find it.
And actually, I think the movie's worth a watch. It has some ideas.
It's a bad movie, but after we talked about it, it's like, I know why it was bad. You know why it was bad. It was totally meant to be exactly what it was.
It's a movie. It's got actors. It's got some ideas, and it has a beginning and an end. I mean, what more could you want? You could want something as entertaining as House on Haunted Hill. You can't go wrong with this one. Another double cross twist,
right?
Whodunit? But it's. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's no ghost in this. This house ain't haunted.
No, there's not.
Nope. That's what I thought.
But the one guy insists that there are ghosts. And at the end of the movie, he's like, yeah, there's more ghosts here now. And he's looking around like, yeah, this is crazy. Because that guy's totally, he's flipped.
Yes.
But he's convinced that there's ghosts still in the house.
Well, yeah, he's the owner of the house, which is so weird. The owner of the house knows all this about it, but. And he's so afraid of it, but he has.
I didn't get that. What he was? The
I thought
owner.
He was the owner. Yeah, he had inherited it or something.
But and he had stayed. Stay there. He didn't live there.
One night he stayed, and it drove him kind of in crazy.
Yeah,
in crazy.
Somebody was murdered. Insane. His sister was murdered.
Yeah.
That's what it. It yeah.
He, dude,
really
he was so.
That one was never solved.
Yeah, that was never really solved because he kept talking about these murders and these heads, but. You know what? That's okay. We can't if you really dig in and start analyzing this movie, you're going to pull this thread and the whole thing's going to come apart. It's an entertaining flick.
I don't think so, because I think they put that stuff there that you can't really pull it apart. You're like, well, like you said, there was no ghost.
Yeah.
Well, no, there wasn't, or was there?
I think it was meant to be ambiguous.
I think that
guy was a design to give, what's that?
I never really thought about it.
Yeah, I think he was put in place to make the viewer think there's ghosts.
Yeah,
Because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm waiting for ghosts. It's like, oh, wow. And then you find out it's not. And this one, again, Vincent Price needs better wives. Right. go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the setup for this movie is this rich playboy, and he's on his third wife. His other two have died. And, you know, of course, there's all these rumors that he's, you know, killed them or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's having a party for his third wife's birthday.
Right.
Dude, I love their interaction. These two, Carol O'Mara and Vincent Price, their banter. And their sarcasm. I mean, it's daggers. It's vicious.
They don't like each other.
And it's, you see it and it's funny. It's absolutely hilarious, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, they don't like each other at all. And initially I wind up siding with Vincent Price at the end of the movie.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
But I wanted to ask you a question. Elijah Cook Jr. was Watson Pritchard. Did you recognize who he was? Did you recognize the actor?
No.
In another movie, plays a gunsel.
Austin Pritchard. No, I didn't. No, you're going to have to.
Elijah Cook Jr.
Oh, Elijah Cook. Watson Pritchard. Okay. He looks so familiar, dude. He really does.
He's in the Sam Spade movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he the little
he was the two-gun kid. Yeah.
Yeah, the little wise guy. The little.
You better watch yourself. I'm gonna wind up filling you full of lead.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Watch yourself giving these guns to kids. That's my mind just went blank.
It's okay. It happens as Maltese
Falcon. Maltese Falcon. He plays a good little Weasley guy there.
Yes.
And this one, he plays a completely different character. I almost don't recognize him in this role compared to that other role. That's a sign of a good actor for me when you can't put two and two together. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, crap.
Well, there's a lot of good actors in this.
Yeah, the only reason I recognize Carol O'Mart was because there's this picture that they have on IMDb.
It's the spider baby.
Yeah, it's like, that's her. That's the lady. Yep. Do you recognize Richard Long? Now, for some of you folks aren't going to know some of these people that I'm talking to or about their shows. Richard Long was Lance Schroeder. He was the guy that was hanging out with the younger girl trying to protect her.
Yeah.
He's like, they're each trying to win the money.
He looks so familiar too. That's just it. Yeah, they all look familiar to me, but I couldn't tell you where they were from.
Big character actor. He did a couple of episodes of Twilight Zones back in the 60s, but he also was Nanny. He was the professor from Nanny and the Professor.
Ah, okay.
The old television series.
Right.
Yeah, he was a good character actor. He was really good. Carolyn Craig, I don't know what else she did. She was a little girl, Nora Manning, and they trying to find out why she was even there. She just worked for Price. Somewhere in his corporations that he had, and just everybody's going to get $10,000 if you can stay there the whole night.
I want to talk about something on this that it just popped into my head. This movie sets up something that never really gets exploited. Mm-hmm. Is that he chose each and every one of these people to come based on their level of greed and how much they needed mm-hmm. to be there, so we could ensure they were there.
Right. At least show up.
At least show up. And maybe that's all there was to it. That's all he needed, because he needed to have witnesses there, because mm-hmm. in order to outsmart his wife, I think maybe that was why he chose them. But it gave me a slight moment to think of a newer film, Saw, that has a thing where people are rounded up based on their greed or their insensitivity or something like that, and all punished. Right. And I thought, oh, are we going to go this route here? Are these people gathered? Are they going to have one common thread? And not really, maybe it was just a tool to get them to be witnesses. I don't know.
See, I couldn't figure out that. See, to me, that was an odd thing to do, because at first I thought it was everybody that did something to him and he was going to get
right.
even. And the only person that he didn't have a grudge against was the little girl. You know, like he was actually trying to be nice to her, like, oh, she's going to need 10 grand and I'm sure she'll make it kind of thing. But that to me never paid off. Like he didn't take revenge on anybody except for one person. Well, two people takes revenge on, deservedly so. I don't know how, do we want to ruin yet? Folks, if you haven't watched,
we can ruin it.
We ruin everything.
We can ruin it.
We watch.
Here's your moment to back out.
The whole thing is he's got a group of people that come to the house. He locks them in for the night. And all of a sudden there's this terrible stuff happening, like gunshots and people trying to kill people. The wife hangs herself. Vincent Price's wife hangs herself. She's hanging. And they put her down in the bed and they're like, oh my God, who, you know, where were you when she got hung? Where
oh,
were you?
Everything makes it look like Vincent Price's character has done her in because she does such a number trying to convince the guests that he's out to get her. Yeah, but in the meantime, what she doesn't realize is he has been planning this for a long time because it is so set up. It is so orchestrated. They just play right into his trap the whole freaking time, man. It's a masterpiece.
Exactly.
As far as what his plan is, a masterpiece.
And he knows that the wife is planning to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows her boyfriend is planning to kill him. He knows who the boyfriend is.
Oh, he knows everything.
But as a viewer, you're watching all this misdirection. Like, is that the boyfriend? Is that the guy that's trying to kill him? No, it's got to be this guy. This guy's so not
and
obvious.
And then for a moment, I think it's him, you know?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, maybe Vincent Price is just a jerk. Maybe he is killing it. And then all of a sudden, they show you. They at least let you know who the two real villains are.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, crap. They're going to pull this off. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I honestly, dude, I thought they pulled it off.
Yeah.
And I was hopeful.
I watched this.
Good edit. There is a scene where you don't know whether or not Vincent Price's character is dead or alive. What happened? It just goes to black. You hear a struggle, a splash into a vat of acid. And then we're on to the next scene. And it's like you're left waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And oh, God, it was brilliant.
When the wife gets there, she's like, you killed him. Is he dead? Is he dead? And then all of a sudden she hears this rattling. She kind of turns and there's this poorly done skeleton work.
But so easy to work with some cranks.
Yeah. And, you know, the skeleton's coming at her. And she freaks out and she falls in the vat of acid.
Oh my God, dude. And she screams for so long. It's like,
well, the one girl.
It's like, well, you fall in the acid already.
Carolyn Craig, the actress Carolyn Craig, who plays Nora Manning, she does a lot of screaming in this movie, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot how much women screamed in movies back in those days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure women screamed back then. Like, yeah, you know, I would have screamed back then, too, if I was being attacked.
It was over the top for effect to try and sell the scare, yeah.
And that's what made this work. It made it work so good.
Yeah.
And it is just that house is freaking gorgeous
cool.
on the outside, man. And that's a real house. I forgot. I want to say it was either turned into a museum or it's actually somebody still living there. This is a few years ago. I had seen a special about that house. I think it's the same house that they used in the newer version of House on.
Yeah, Hope I'm not sure. It might be. I remember now, it's been a long time since I've seen the remake, the newer one. I think it's 99 or something like that.
How close is it?
I don't remember. That's just it. What I was thinking, I remember it was much more gory. It was much more violent.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it necessarily had the twist ending. I think it had real ghosts in this one.
Oh, okay.
I think it actually had ghosts. So I want to watch it again. I remember thinking, hey, that was kind of a cool flick. But I might be getting it confused with 13 Ghosts. I'm not sure. The remake of 13 Ghosts.
What's funny is I think I watched this on Tubi. And right
I
after
as well.
House on Haunted Hill went off, for me, 13 Ghosts came on.
Ah, the original?
Yeah, the original.
Oh.
And I just started laughing. And I'm like, oh God, I got to watch that. I said, maybe you and I can watch that one later.
We should. I've never seen it. I've never seen Neither the original. Neither
have I. I don't think I've ever seen this one.
I love the remake. I think the remake's fun. So.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. It's fun.
I don't mind if they do a remake and they keep it in the same feeling,
yeah.
For lack of a better term.
Well, when I say
have to have new technology.
When I say fun, it's not lighthearted, but it's an enjoyable horror flick with real ghosts. Like, I mean, and lots of gore, but yeah.
1,000 corpses or whatever it was that we watched.
No, it's not nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It's much more sanitized. No, it's a decent one. We should do a section of ghost movies. So there's a lot of good ones, good ones.
Yeah.
But folks, you can't go wrong with House on Haunted Hill. It's a good whodunit, nice revenge twist in the end. And damn it, it's Vincent Price. What more can I say?
They had good writers back then.
Yes.
You may think this is kind of corny when you go in there and you're like, well, the special effects are this or this, that. Look, they were
Listen
lower budget
to the movie.
He did a lot of lower budget movies. But he did it because he liked the stories. He was, you know, he could just do that look with his face.
He's a wonderful actor. Was a wonderful actor, yes.
A little bit. And you're like, oh, something nasty is going to happen to somebody.
It's his delivery. It's everything. It's just, I love watching him act.
He's brilliant. He is in a world of his own. He's in a school of his own. Hi,
absolutely.
Dog. My dog just came in, sat down, and looked up at me. Like,
awesome.
Hey,
your dog likes Vincent Price too. So, folks, I highly recommend House on Haunted Hill, 1959, starring Vincent Price and Carol O'Mart. And Dave does too. All right. So, thanks for joining us. Hit the like, hit the share, hit the subscribe. And we will catch you next week with something other old ass movie.